Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
In Middleton, ESPN 690, and we are 2 days without James Robinson. That's now the name of the show. If you're on the stream, we're going to keep track. How many days since James Robinson? We're at day two. James Robinson practiced with the New York Jets today. James Robinson said he could have played on Sunday. James Robinson said the lack of communication in Jacksonville is no bueno. Overtime with Kurtz and Middleton. Brian Middleton, the broadcast on, here on time. Casey Kurtz with you as well, always on time. Not to brag, but always on time. And we have another hour right here on ESPN 690. We talk about all kinds of things. Mostly the Jags, mostly football. We got trivia today, Brian Middleton, or
we
what?
We got trivia today, man, for your defense today, man.
I have absolutely no idea who I'll be going against, but that just makes it better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we will do some of that as we go along today. But, Brian Middleton, before we get too far into the show, here's what I need you to do. There's a sound on the computer in there that I want to play, but this sound is for you. I've heard the sound. I've digested the sound. I need you live on the radio to react to this sound from the head coach, Doug Peterson. And I want you to explain to me what Doug Peterson is saying in this clip. Can you do that for me?
One thing that I know that you don't know is there's a lot of information. So, and I'm not going to divulge all the information. It's for me to know and for us to know and all the details on that.
Huh? What?
It was very...
What's happening here, Brian?
Hey, man, Casey, again, you know, being like 8 years your senior, I don't know what you remember, but I can remember a point in time, like, in the mid-2000s, not to get too serious, but I feel like there was, like, somebody was fighting. The countries were fighting, and we were involved. Okay. And there was some dude in power, not talking about the president, but, like, one of his guys, and he was like, there are known knowns and there are known unknowns. And what we don't know is what we don't know. But it had to do with mass destruction. And it sounded like this right here. I'm telling you, it sounded like this right
play
here.
Play the sound again,
Let's play
Doug.
It again. Hold
what
on.
Are
gotta,
we talking
I gotta
about?
Find you one more time.
One thing that I know that you don't know is there's a lot of information.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm not going to divulge all the information. It's for me to know.
Right.
And for us to know and all the details on that.
But
we need never to find out.
We're never going to know. That was in response to what happened with James Robinson.
That sounded like when you were under the age of, like, before you become a teenager, 12 and under.
Yeah.
When you've done something wrong.
That's
and
true.
And you're trying to get your lie
together.
You're
trying to answer it.
And you're not smooth like Casey probably has been since birth, where he's been able just to ad-lib off the top of his head. The rest of us, though?
That is.
Trying to get that lie together. You're trying to get it together. And the parent is asking you all the right questions that you can't get
it
together.
Yes, that is Michael Scott. I'm going to start a sentence, and I don't know where it's going, but I'm going to figure it out as I'm talking. So, I've been wondering about that since this morning when Doug talked. You don't know what you don't know, but I know what you won't know, and I have the information that you're never going to know. So,
okay, so here's
the deal. That's been eventful today.
That's funny, but I know what he's saying.
What is he saying?
He just kept saying it over and over in circles. There's some information I'm not going to share with you.
Sure.
Whether it makes me look bad or makes James look bad or makes, you know,
yes.
the organization looks bad.
Yes.
There's some stuff that probably goes under all three of those slots.
Mm-hmm.
No knock on James, but I'm just saying. This is the second group of coaches to come in and do something like this and not trade you, but, like, not play you for whatever reason.
Yes.
So I think that's what he was saying. but it was a terrible way to say it. Right? I hope that's not how you do your pregame speeches, because holy smokes.
I'm saying. So that's what we've came up with, a couple of scenarios. The first is that.
Of course I did. Okay.
Well, I mean, the first one is he's protecting James Robinson, who walked in and said, trade me at all costs.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable. There's also the scenario where James Robinson just behind closed doors wasn't cooperating, let's just say, right? There might have been an attitude problem there, because one of those two, I mean, he's either protecting the player or, to your point, protecting the team, but something happened. There's no doubt about it, and I said it would come out in a documentary, but unfortunately, they're never going to make a documentary about the Jags in the last couple years and how they never won. So,
Unless they win,
right? So I don't think that's ever going to come out. But you hear James say today, the lack of communication. I don't know what I believe, but I'm starting to believe now it's a little bit of, we don't want you here and you want to go. I think the truth is somewhere in between those two things. James wants out. We're better with Travis Etienne. That's where I think it's at. And Doug Peterson, in a whole bunch of words that just said things, was like,
I know y'all played it already. Hold on.
One thing that I know that you don't know is there's a lot of information. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not going to divulge all the information.
Can't, it's just can't do it.
It's for me to know and right. for us to know mm-hmm. and all the details on that.
Yeah. If you were in the, I don't know who asked the question. I have no idea who.
I believe it was Gene Fournette.
If we were actually in the room, if that was you asking the question, what if you were just, it was a one-on-one? And you were asking him that question, and that was his response. Would you dare be like, okay, yeah. Or would it be so much follow-up? Would that be the new part of the interview? That's the interview at this point, because we're getting to the bottom of this right here.
I would have laughed. Like, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Here's what I wish they would have done, is just flip the camera, right, as he's saying these things, and you just see the face of, like, Mike DiRocco and these people, and they're just like, what?
Yeah.
What is he saying?
Can we follow up on that?
Can we follow up on what the information is that you don't know, that we know? So,
oh, man. And you know what? Ultimately, Casey.
He ain't got to tell us.
Well, but watch this. I'd rather this than a lie, right?
Well, that's fair.
I'd rather this right here.
You know, that's a good point.
No matter what, he's going to get. He's going to catch some of this. Trent Baalke's going to catch some of this. Maybe even, you know, Mr. Khan, them going to catch some of it. But it's better to do something like this. And I think that, you know, he was talking in circles a bit, but he had truth in there. There's information that he's not going to share with us, that he knows, that the people who need to know need to know.
I appreciate that.
So, you know, okay, but they would have just flipped that camera around or just had a dual camera.
10 to 12 confused people just like, what? What is he saying? Who? Who needs to know? What do they need to know? But the point of the story is this. James Robinson today practiced for the New York Jets. James Robinson passed his physical. We are 2 days without James Robinson.
No lower body, anything, contusion?
There was, believe it or not, there's no lower body anything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. So, sprain?
Nothing. No sprain. And I guess we're just going to have to move on, right? Like, we're going to keep a counter here of how many days without James Robinson, but...
Instead of just naming each day now, it's 3 days without.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be 3 days without. And we'll get to a point where it's like 814 days without, and then we'll probably have to call it quits.
You don't have it in you to get to 20 days.
I don't. We'll see how long it goes. We'll see how long it goes. Call me out on the chat if I miss a day.
Once Travis gets his first touchdown or gets his first, like, 30-point fantasy
game,
you're going to be like, anyway, Case.
Anyway, that's the big news of the day. I guess outside of this, there's also news on the injury front. Shaq Griffin, IR. I forgot that happened earlier today.
Well, I tell you what.
Tell me what.
Have you jumped on Twitter at all?
Not much. Busy day here.
Jags Twitter, man. You guys are brutal, man.
What are you saying, you guys? I didn't do it.
Hey, you're part of Jags Twitter.
I am.
I mean, we're part of Jags Twitter, but I mean.
Sorry, are we done with Shaq Griffin? Like, is that
I mean, I'm not done with him, but boy, I tell you what.
I mean, we're not having him for 4 games.
It's, you know, y'all got to calm down with the excitement, at least the open excitement, man. Like, that man is really hurt. He's hurt enough to be on the IR.
Yeah.
Like, calm down, man. This guy is, I think that he has been probably dealing with that injury. You know, he was out.
And
then he came back, and then it was, you know, it still didn't look, it wasn't great. I think that he was trying to fight through some things. He hasn't said that, you know, so, you know, you can't. I'm not giving excuses, but I do think that that's a part of it above and beyond what you normally go through in the NFL season, right? No one's going to be 100%, yada, 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 all those cliches. But, man, the people out here, man, they're just like, Yeah. I advise you, if you want to see just how real it can get on Twitter, go just, you know, type in, you know, Shaq Griffin or Jag's Twitter and just see the past couple of hours, because, boy, they are.
I can't do it.
They're ruthless out there
right now. I can't co-sign this. The man is hurt.
Exactly. That's like, my point.
Here's the thing.
Calm down.
Like, I hate to say it, but, like, I'm dancing around it. Like, they lose all the time. Like, this has been the identity for, like, all of the years in the last 10 except for that one, right? So you're telling me, like, we're going to give this man, or not we, y'all are going to give this man hate because he got burned by Alec Pierce? Like, I know it's a bad look, but, like, that's where we're going to draw the line? Like, after all the other bad losses, like, we're going to crucify Shaq? Again, it can't happen, and he hasn't played well this year. It's twice he's been burned on a big touchdown at the end of the game. Like, I get it. I understand all those things. But Trey Herndon got burned by Darius Slayton. I don't see the hate for him. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems out of pocket. I can't co-sign this, Brian Middleton.
Well, no. That's my point as well. I'm like, man, it's an evil world we live in.
I guess so.
You know, shout out to Future, because, man,
Future winning right now.
I was going through the tweets. I was like, golly, man, I get it.
You gotta be better. You gotta be better.
Well, there's a line drawn. I get you a fan, but I'm not going to spend too much longer to, you know, what do you call it?
Bringing light to it.
Or jumping on people on Twitter, because, you know, that internet courage at an all-time high, Casey.
Boy, we had some people with internet courage in the chat today. I appreciate
it. The stuff people would say on this chat right here, or just Twitter or social media, wouldn't dare say. I don't think they would even say it to us, to be real with you, not in person.
You know who doesn't spread hate in the chat, but I feel like would say it to your face? YB.
Yeah, but YB cool.
YB cool. I know I'm saying, but like if YB had a problem, he'd be like, nah, I say it to your face.
Nah, he was
I
like,
believe it.
That Jets pick was trash. That's what I said. Yeah. I get it. But again, that's more few and far between.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I hand it back to you, if we're going to break or not going to break, but I'm just going to say this right here, man. That internet courage, man.
It's different.
Listen, it's different, but you never know who you run into.
You don't.
On the streets here in Jacksonville. Like, it's a small town out here. I know landmass-wise is a lot, but you never know. You may walk into a Walmart, walk into a Ruth's Chris, if you're Casey Curse, where you get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, watch your mouth.
I promise you, Shaq Griffin is bigger than you think. I promise, if you run into him on the street, you don't want that smoke.
You'd be like, can't get an autograph, please?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Helmets. I've seen that story before. Anyway, Shaq Griffin goes to IR. Trey Herndon likely will start on the outside. The Jags do bring in a corner today to take the roster spot of James Robinson, but then Shaq goes on IR. Obviously, they knew that was coming. So they do bring in a corner with a little bit of experience from the Chargers, also the Canadian football. So they do have that going for them. Those are the roster moves. Shaq Griffin will miss at least 4 games, which, by the way, feel how you want about Shaq. They got some pretty good receivers with Denver. As far as I understand it, the Raiders have good receivers. I also believe Kansas City has a receiver or two, and the Ravens have a receiver or two. So, yeah, not the most ideal time to be down your starting corner, no matter what you think his level of play is or not. Likely Trey Herndon. I think Darius Williams stays inside, but yet to be seen. Overtime with Kurtz and Middleton. We continue on after this. We take you up to 7:00. More to do. We got trivia for your defense. Might check some ticket prices, because I tell you what, the people in Cleveland don't care about anything. The people in Cleveland, it's disrespectful to see a ticket price that I'm looking at this low. It is truly incredible. They're playing the Magic. I get it. But come on, somebody. You might be able to find this at the Dollar Tree the way this thing is rolling. Holy smokes. We do it all before 7:00. Overtime with Kurtz and Middleton. We'll be right back. Overtime with Kurtz and Middleton, ESPN 690. We take you to 7:00 each and every weekday, except for the days we take you to 7:30. That's Monday, and that's tomorrow, Thursday. We'll take you up to Thursday Night Football, which is the Bucks and the Ravens, which we will talk about more tomorrow. That's a good one. Or should it be, or could it be, or what's the situation with that? So we will talk about all of that tomorrow, but we go till 7 today, which is about 40 more minutes. Sounds like I have some redemption coming in trivia. I'm excited about that. But before we get to trivia, Brian Middleton, we have to defend some things. That's it.
about to say you about to.
About to let the whole show sit.
Drop a bar?
For your defense. I got. I just like the music. It's catchy, man.
Yeah,
catchy.
Man. For your defense, 2 weeks in a row, Casey. All right, this is where I'm going to give Casey, in case you're new, I'm going to give Casey a client, a person, a team, an organization to defend. All right, and y'all have 30 seconds to do so, and then he'll we'll change places, and he'll give me the same kind of
yes
task. Okay.
Factual.
So let me get this right page up. Hold on for a second, guys. Should be ready. Here we go. There it is. All right. Casey Lamont Kurtz.
What you got?
Your client's accused of being a true visionary in the first degree. Please defend your multiple clients. In the Jags front office that made the trade of one James Robinson to the Jets. Just so we're clear, Casey Kurtz, you're making the case for them. You want them to be on the right side of this.
I am making the case for Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson saying things.
And sending James Robinson up to New York.
I'm ready.
And go.
It's a business. It's a business. That's what it comes down to. This is a business. This was a guy that was undrafted, and they're going to give me a fifth-round pick. I have to at least consider it, on top of the fact that I didn't draft him, but a first-round running back was drafted here, so we have to use that guy. That's, you know, he was a first-round pick. He's talented. He's healthy. We got to use him. Listen, it's a business decision. I hate to do it. I love James Robinson, but it comes down to being a business. Travis Etienne's a talented player. We like JaMychal Hasty as well. We drafted Snoop Connor. Okay, we want him to touch the football. So it's a business decision. The Jets needed to do some business, and we did that with them.
Wow, you're fighting hard for this. Okay. Yeah. I believe it.
Do what you got to
send
do,
him though. Again. Replay life. Have this scenario play out and send him again.
No. Anyway, Brian Middleton.
Yeah.
Well-documented New York Yankees fan.
And Braves fan, yeah.
And Braves fan. Yeah. Those are your teams. Not playing in the World Series. Locker clean-out day for the Yankees.
There you go.
I will tell you what happened. Aaron Judge was there. The Yankees offered Aaron Judge a contract, very similar to the Lamar Jackson situation, right? Offered him a contract before the season. Aaron Judge said, you better add some more zeros.
Mm.
You better add something to that thing. They said, no dice. And he goes out and breaks the AL home run record. Then, fast forward to yesterday in the locker room, say Aaron Judge, you know, what's the situation? And he says, well, you know, the Yankees, we talked in the offseason. We didn't get it done. And now I'm a free agent. So here's what I want you to do, Brian Middleton. I want you to defend the New York Yankees for making the decision they made to not re-sign this man, not give him the contract that he deserved. And now they're going to watch the best player they've had since, I'll say Derek Jeter, but I know most people would go farther.
Wow.
Defend why they're going to let this man walk away from their team.
And go. All right, well, this is an easy one, Casey. As much as the NFL is a business, Major League Baseball is even more of a business.
No salary cap.
Now watch. Aaron Judge. I got him right here. Four-time All-Star, All-NBA first team in 2021, Rookie of the Year, two-time Silver Slugger Award.
You say All-NBA?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, All-MLB. My bad. Two-time AL home run. Let me make this really quick. All that, and we ain't got no chips. We ain't got no chips. So what you want me to do? I give you a lot of money. It's guaranteed. Calm down. Go see what the market's going to give you. See if they're going to treat you the way we treat you up here in New York. The Yankees.
Oh, yeah, they booed him. They booed him coming off the field after he hit 60 freaking home runs in the season.
Wow, that's very Philly of them. That's a bit disrespectful. Yeah, holy smokes. Bit. All right. Next up, Casey Kurtz. This one's a little more serious, but
okay.
I want you to give all your energy with this.
Please don't be Kanye.
Accused of doing what I want to in the third degree. From the world of Reddit, defend your client. A 28-year-old terminally ill man that has only a year left to live. Who said his family will disown him if he spends the rest of his money to enjoy his final days on Earth instead of leaving it for them.
I'm defending the client.
The guy.
Yes. Awesome.
And go.
Do you know what my client has been through? Obviously you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to treat him like this, then I guess the saying is true. Just because we're blood does not make you family. If I only got a year to go, I'm going to Iceland. Mm-hmm. I want to ride a zebra. I want to pet giraffe.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the money that I have. Do I have enough money for those things? No, hopefully he does. Yeah. And if whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. If I only got a year to go, life is short and you can't take the money. I'm sorry, family. Of the person, but you know what? I gotta do what's best for me, and that's buying a zebra.
And a giraffe.
And a giraffe.
Iceland.
Why not? Sounds fun, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Probably. All right. Hey, good job, Casey.
Yeah. All right, Brian. I was going to do this for the Cheap Ticket Report, but I need you to, I need to understand it, right? I don't want to tell the people the price. I want someone to explain it to me, Brian Middleton. I want you to explain to me, and I want you to defend the people in the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because it costs...
I thought you just stopped right there.
Just defend them. Go. Why do you live in Cleveland? It cost $3.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three,
yeah,
to go to the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers game tonight. The number one overall pick plays for the Magic. Spida Mitchell now plays for the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
$3, Brian Middleton. What could the people of Cleveland be doing instead of going to this game? Defend all of the city, please.
All right, I got you. Well, first and foremost, is there a lot to do in Cleveland? I remember when OBJ got sent there and he was like, send me some restaurants or anything to do there.
He didn't get a single reply.
You know what I mean? Listen, man, it's a bit cooler down here. You know it's a lot colder up there. And even though they're used to the weather, do you really want to go to an October regular season NBA game when you can watch it in the warmth and comfort of your own home? Listen, the market determines how high the prices go. Early in the NBA season, there's not a big demand unless it's to go. Or Steph Curry or somebody? So that's what you're going to get, $3. And by the way,
$3.
That's why the NBA is so fantastic. Because they're fan-friendly. Because they're going to give you $3 tickets in October. Now, come back around in April? Come back around in April and see if you're going to get a $3 ticket, Casey Kurtz. Not in your wildest dreams. But that's why.
Or they're not sure. Spider Mitchell is even going to play because load management. Anyway.
Accused of being clever marketers in the third degree.
All right.
Defend the company Manscaped, which has done business, they do business in men's full body hair grooming, for becoming a sponsor of Ball State University. And this is after becoming a sponsor of the South Carolina Gamecocks last year, Casey Kurtz.
Who am I defending? Manscaped?
Manscaped and being clever marketers in the third degree. And go.
It's easy. We don't have microphones in the cars and the houses of everyone that's listening, because that'd be pretty weird. But y'all chuckled when he said it, right? I don't even need to make the joke. I don't even need to make the punchline. I don't even need to say anything else. Why would Manscaped not want to be affiliated with Ball State? It makes too much sense. Nobody's ever heard of Ball State outside of that. Wow. I got one. I got a family friend that went to Ball State. He doesn't even like to admit that he went to Ball State.
Wow.
So, listen. It makes too much sense. It's obvious. There's a jungle going around the world right now. And you know what? If it makes sense for us, why not? We'll make Ball State relevant again, actually.
Casey Kurtz, I got Ball State Online 1 and 2 for you.
They have two phones? Holy cow. All right, Brian Milton, I got one more for you.
All right.
Did you see what happened on Monday Night Football? Mac Jones was in there.
Oh, okay.
Bailey Zappi was in there. Mac Jones is back in there. Bailey Zappi's in there. It's just a disaster. I will remind you, Mac Jones, first round pick. Bailey Zappi, I believe, was a sixth round pick.
Okay.
So defend Bill Belichick. What was going on? Not only does he not have an offensive coordinator, he's rotating two quarterbacks in that are the same dude. The same dude. Same game style, same everything. Please defend Bill Belichick and make him make sense, please.
I got to defend him. I had some good bars already. All right, here we go. I've wasted 5 seconds. Bill Belichick, hold up your one hand. Now hold up your other hand, okay? And make sure that your rings are on, all of them, back from the Giants. And then tell everybody to shut their mouths forever when they come for you, okay? If you want to rotate quarterbacks like you're running a wing tee in the single-A football out of the state of Georgia, you can do it. If you want to start Zappi over Mac Jones, I don't agree. It's disrespectful, especially to Patriots fans, but you can do it. You Bill bleeping Belichick, okay? And what you say goes, you're the logo for coaching in the NFL.
Ain't won nothing without Tom Brady. We got one more or no?
Yeah, I got another one, Casey.
Let's do it quickly. I know we're not supposed to.
Accused of still having a real chance to win it all this season, Casey, defend your client, the Alabama Crimson Tide, who find themselves on the outside looking in. If the playoffs started today, but they still have a chance to win it all, right? Convince the court, convince the jury, Casey Kurtz, and go.
this may sound like a counterpart of mine, one Brian Middleton, lawyer expertise. But Nick Saban, could you please hold up your left hand? Could you please hold up your right hand?
Oh, really good. That's smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why. It's that simple. Were these teams always the best at any given time? No, they were not. Did they lose tough games at times? You better believe that they did. We have the legitimate GOAT of coaching. He's done it with all kinds of quarterbacks. He didn't need no Tom Brady. No. He's done it with different running backs, different quarterbacks, different coaches. It don't matter. Nick Saban is going to get it done. So outside the playoff, what is it, week? It's October. Ain't nobody worried in Tuscaloosa in October. We're going to get it done. Don't you worry about my client. Don't you worry about my team. And by the way, don't even ask that disrespectful question yet again. Mm. Your Honor. How about that? How about that for your defense on a Wednesday?
Strong.
Redemption.
We'll call it Angel Caro. Be like, does Nick Saban have a
Angel Caro
have a lawyer position open for Casey Kurtz?
I wonder what Angel's up to.
He's probably laughing somewhere, counting the money, counting that Alabama money.
Redemption, Brian Middleton. Redemption is on the other side of the break. Redemption is what I will have an opportunity at. Are you smarter than Casey Kurtz? A second-time challenger, and redemption is on the other side of the break. Brian Middleton. Smell that? Smells like redemption. Smells like redemption!
Okay.
Wow. Oh. There's some unbelief in that room.
Okay. Overtime, Kurtz and Middleton, and it's time. Are you smarter than Casey Kurtz? We're back at it. Did we do this last week? Did I lose last week?
No.
The last person I beat was Aaron Schachter, which wasn't that impressive.
That was last week, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You went on a run.
I went on a run.
You were good on Game Day Live.
Yeah, I was killing it.
Then you beat Aaron. Then you beat me and Marcus in social games.
Yes. Oh, double team.
I'm on a run.
Yeah, something happened. So, you know, Chase Bunker, let me give you a proper introduction. WOKV's very own Chase Bunker.
Yeah.
Already 1-0 in Are You Smarter Than Casey Kurtz? So, like, he's not new to this. He true to this.
He's right. I am true to this.
Chase is 1-0 on the program.
He sure is, boy. Mm-hmm. Boy, the way that he came back that time. Anyway,
it was a technicality, right?
No, it wasn't no technicality.
There was no technicality there.
Yeah, it was no technicality. Mm-mm.
Something happened.
Nothing.
All right, Brian, let's do it. Chase is a busy man. He's got the news to report.
He does, man. He does. Hey, thanks for coming in, by the way,
Chase.
You know what I mean?
No problem. I'm so happy that I don't have to talk about murder for another 5 minutes.
Wow,
it's great.
That got dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know. All right. Here we go. Yeah. First up. Huh.
I'm scared.
The Georgia-Florida game is this Saturday, and there's a long and historic rivalry between the two teams. Great players as well. Former Florida QB, Heisman Trophy winner, Tim Tebow, played UGA 4 times in his career. How many times was he on the winning side of this matchup?
4.
I lost that one, at least. They win 3 times or 2 times.
I gotta do a countdown. Okay, I thought this was gonna be good.
It is a good question. I like how you presented it.
10, 9, 8, 3, 7, 6, 5.
There you go, Casey. Yeah. All right, 1-0. Guys, keep track of your points.
The one they lost was the one where they had to pick 6 or whatever it was, and the whole Georgia team ran on the field.
Yeah, 0-7. Yeah. Okay, next up. This historical figure is known for a multitude of things, including the phrase, "Well done is better than well said."
Can you repeat the question?
Yep. This historical figure is known for a multitude of things, including the phrase, "Well done is better than well said."
Okay, this feels like a cooking thing.
That's fair. That's funny.
Guy Fieri!
There we go, Casey.
Ooh, I thought that was good. Oh, man. I'll for the sake of time, I'll just go with Gordon Ramsay.
Nice.
Look at your $100 bill next time and you'll get your answer. It's Benjamin Franklin.
I've never once had a $100 bill.
All right, next up. The World Series is about to start between Philadelphia and Houston. The last time the Phillies won it all was 2008 when they beat the Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays. Casey Kurtz. I tried to jump it.
It was good, though. That's a good strategy. Who was named World Series MVP that year?
Cole Hamels.
Man.
All right, 2-0. Here we go. Next up. One of the most famous dishes in French cuisine consisting of snails that can be served.
Escargot.
There you go. That's my dog right there.
What just happened?
Young Chase Bonker is in the building.
Two words in. You said a word I've never heard.
Yeah.
Brian Middleton said snails.
Yeah.
Oh my, it's happening again.
All right, 2-1. Next up, the Tennessee Volunteers remain third in the college football rankings behind UGA and Ohio State. The last time this team was ranked that high was the start of the 2005 season. Who was the head coach at that time?
Oh, Jesus.
I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, I got to use that one.
I said Cheez-Its.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good. I got to use that.
Oh, I thought you said you couldn't. I'm like, wait, what?
Butch Davis.
Wow.
Oh.
Come on, Chase.
Oh, gosh.
Don't make me put this countdown on, Chase.
I know. I for some reason, I know it's not Vince Tootley. I'm going to say it's...
Seven.
No, it's
six.
Not. It's not.
Five.
Lou Holtz, whatever.
Four.
Wow.
Three. Two.
Philip Fulmer. We're still there. Philip Fulmer. I can't say his name for anything, but yeah, he's still there. Next up. Who was named Billboard's Music's Woman of the Decade for the 2010s?
Is that Beyonce?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Casey Kurtz.
Wait, hold on. I got to clarify.
Uh-huh. The 2010s.
So 2010 to 2020? Or 20...
Or 2019. Either way, it's a year.
Yeah, okay. I'm just confirming.
Oh,
I know.
No, I bet it's Taylor Swift.
Hey! There you go, Chase. Even though, you know, you're right. 2-1. 2-1.
We're still good.
Next up. Back in 2010, Tom Brady was the first ever unanimous MVP of the NFL. Who was the only other player to hold that honor?
Ooh. Can you repeat the question?
Yep. Back in 2010, Tom Brady was the first ever unanimous MVP of the NFL. Who is the only other player to hold that honor?
Patrick Mahomes.
I thought that too.
It feels so right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tom Brady was the first.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
the other one? So yeah. It's who's second.
Yeah. Well, you got 12 years to pick from.
Adrian Peterson.
It was Lamar Jackson, 2019.
Oh, yeah, that year.
All right, next up. What is the state capital of California?
Sacramento.
There we go, Chase Bunker.
I had some hesitation. I had hesitation.
2-0.
Believe me, you had all day.
I know. Okay. I saw you shake your head. I'm like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah.
2-0. 2-0. All right, we got two regular questions left and a tiebreaker. Here we go. Next up. As the NBA season has started, Golden State will try to repeat as champs as they did back in 2017 and 2018. Name the last team to repeat as champions not named Golden State.
Miami.
Good one. It's a good one. Yeah, back in 2012, 2013, the LeBron James maturation process.
LeBron James.
Here we go. Next up.
Not again.
This is a round, plane figure whose circumference consists of points equidistant from the center.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah. This is a round, plane figure whose circumference consists of points equidistant from the center.
Is that a circle?
Whoa! Now, Casey's always a good sport about this because that's the end of the regular questions. And,
yeah, it
and
is.
Listen, Chase.
Yes.
Yep, 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the guest. You don't got to do nothing else. You've won so far, but we have a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Now, the tiebreaker is worth 3 points, but only if you say you want to do it.
No.
You're not a bad sport if you don't want to do
it. I'm going to be a bad sport. I want to take this victory and run. Like,
oh, there we go. Okay. Hey, Casey.
Can I at least get the last question?
Yeah, okay.
Sure. I'll let you pat on.
You know what? This major league pitcher who had a career spanning 27 years is the record holder for the most strikeouts in MLB history.
Nolan Ryan.
Wow. Yeah. Got that too. All right. Well, I tell you what. This is what I'll do right here. Let me get this down and let me get your music. There we go. Chase Bunker. Chase Bunker.
Brian Middleton.
I got to be real with you. You're lucky I don't know your middle name because I would be saying it right now.
Okay.
Now, it hurt my heart when my dog, when my co-host, when he loses, but he's been on a win streak.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And it built
character when he was losing to go on the win streak that he went on. So all you are is another character builder.
Yes.
But do you have any words for the people out there, for your opponent, after your second victory in Are You Smarter Than Casey Kurtz?
Dang, it does feel good to be a gangster.
Well, hey,
go to break.
I'm never going to be loud on the show anymore, aren't I?
Brian Middleton, bring up the music, hit the commercials. We'll come back, maybe. I don't know. Things are not going well right now, Brian Middleton. He did, though. Chase Bunker, after leaving,
he came back to gloat.
He came back to remind me that I'm an idiot. So that was nice of him. We do appreciate that of our guests.
Oh, wow.
Brian, what happened? A circle, though? Like, you know what I mean?
You're already losing. But you're
a
already
circle.
Losing. Can we admit that you're already losing? You jumped out to that
I
lead.
I was in trouble.
You were in trouble. No, you were in charge. You were the Jacksonville Jaguars this game. You were in control. You jumped out to the lead. You showed that you were just as good, if not better, than your opponent. And then it came to the fourth quarter, and it's like, it's curtains.
What am I supposed to say?
It's on a five-game win streak, man. It was bound to lose. You were bound to lose.
What am I supposed to say?
Circle. That's one.
Circle.
Should have said that. Sacramento. You should have said
that. I wasn't getting Sacramento. I'm not from California. I went to California like twice, and it sucked both times. I never want to go back.
All right.
Now I'm shooting to California for no reason. Like, you put me in this spot. I was going to say Humpty Dumpty. I didn't know what to do when you said the circle question. Like, I thought I was looking for a character, and I was like, pizza, Humpty Dumpty. I didn't know what was happening.
I thought you would get the Lamar Jackson one.
Yeah, I screwed that one up.
You did get the Cole Hamels.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Tim Tebow one.
I could have got Nolan Ryan, but it just felt dumb to come in.
Empty.
It just felt like I should give Chase the opportunity to pile on. Overtime with Kurtz Middleton.
This is going to make it that much sweeter when you finally, you know, bust his head wide open. You know what I mean? White meat.
Yeah.
That kind of bust where it's like you see the white first and you know the blood's going to gush out. But it don't even, you don't see it for like 5 seconds, then, you know, it's like you hit an artery.
We'll get there one day.
One day, like 2024.
You said 55-50, right?
55-45.
Awesome. Fantastic. That is just some behind-the-scenes work that me and Brian are doing here because I forgot to write it down. But, yeah, so it sounds like we have about 5 minutes left in the show is what it sounds like if you caught on to what we were just doing there. We'll check the ticket prices in just a second. But, Brian Middleton, question for you. I'm on the ESPN website right now, ESPN.com, and the front picture is Russell Westbrook, and the Lakers are 0-3. What's going on there?
They are not scoring more points than the people that they're playing, and it's because they can't shoot as well as the other players. But
it actually says the Lakers might be the worst shooting team in NBA history.
Yeah, I don't know about that one because I don't know the stats, but if that person looked it up, then sure. I will say this, though, man. For everybody piling on Russ, the problem with the Lakers is Anthony Davis. The problem with the Lakers is Anthony Davis. I got into heated discussions 4, 5, 6 years ago when he was still a Pelican. Because I was like, listen, it's going to be Kawhi. Giannis is probably going to be really good. It's going to be Anthony Davis. Them three. Luka just came into the league. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he was going to be like who he was. But I was like, those three guys right there? LeBron may be here. He may not be here. You know what I mean? He's the GOAT. But I didn't know 2022. I was like, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be like a top 10 player. But Anthony Davis not being the guy that the Lakers need is the problem here. You can have a poor shooting team, but if Anthony Davis was really the guy that we thought he was all going to grow into, and some of that is injuries, Casey, but if Anthony Davis is the guy that we thought he could be, the way that his trajectory kind of looked, the what if that ever came to fruition, and then you had LeBron playing the way that he was, not having to be the best player on the team, you could overcome poor shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I watched LeBron do that, granted, in a different NBA. But when he first came into the league, granted, I said 03 03, and he, you know, he's with that first run of Cleveland teams. It wasn't a three-point shooting league. People would shoot three-pointers, but not at the rate that they do right now. But he overcame a lot by being so good. And we thought that Anthony Davis was going to be that, and he hasn't been. Right now, people just want him to not be injured.
So that's who's been skirting on being like called anything more than street clothes. The fact that more people are piling on to Russ is it's impressively out of pocket, in my opinion, Casey.
I like it. Cue up the Fat Joe.
Okay. Hold on. It's right. Yeah, he's right here.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Thank you, Fat Joe. And we stay right where Brian Middleton was talking about, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Now, as far as I understand it, Brian Middleton, LeBron Ramon James Sr. still plays on the Lakers, correct?
Heard and heard.
So it feels like to me, when you have LeBron Ramon James Sr. going up against the undisputed unanimous MVP of the league in Nikola Jokic, I feel like it should cost more than $31 to get in, to see the GOAT and to see LeBron. Like, I feel like it should just cost more than $31 to get into this game, Brian Middleton. But I can get you in for $31. Upper level 332, row 11.
There we go.
$31 to see the GOAT.
Worth that.
And LeBron. You get to see Jokic and LeBron. It's great. Stick with the NBA. It will cost you more money to see the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls. Best I can do, Brian Middleton. Upper level 334, row 12. 1-3 tickets. $52 per ticket. $52 for the Pacers?
Can't do it.
I can't do it either. I'm with you. I cannot do it. Hey, let's go to Toronto, north of the border, the 76ers.
This should be fair. What do they use, pesos? What do they use up there?
Unconfirmed, actually. Okay. Good question. We'll have to follow up on that. We can ask the new corner for the Jags. He's from Canada. But anyway, the 76ers, they don't have good memories of Toronto. Remember when Kawhi hit that shot? Anyway, they're telling me it's a great deal on this website. Great deal. Balcony level 319S SRO.
Okay.
Standing room only. Mm-hmm. Row 19. So you're telling me the best you can do if I'm standing is $45?
Nah.
Hey, now. Slow down.
I'm with you on that. We absolutely cannot do that. Here's what we can do, Brian Middleton. We're going back to Minnesota. These people hate their team. I've never seen anybody hate anything more than Minnesota hates the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Because it is, once again, $5 to get into the game. Upper level 210, row W, two tickets, $5. $5.
What?
$5, Minnesota.
I ain't mad, though.
I'm not mad. Care about something. Fellas, take your lady to the game. Don't sit too close, because it'll be a Mrs. Steal Your Girl situation. Just buy the $5 tickets. I'm just saying. Anyway, let's go to the NHL. Got the Rangers and the Islanders. Battle of New York, Brian Middleton. Best I can do, $67 for section 310.
You gotta tell me, is that something that you can do or not? Because I don't know NHL prices.
Can't do it, but let me tell you why.
Can't do it.
The back-to-back Stanley Cup champions of a few years ago, Tampa Bay Lightning, are in Anaheim, California. And Brian Middleton, I can get you in for $22 to see the greatest hockey team ever assembled, at least for the last couple of years. You can go, and you can also see the Ducks, who apparently play hockey. That'll do it for us. We're back tomorrow, overtime with Kurtz and Middleton. Have a good night. I want to eat a spicy chicken in my Tesla. Is it too much to ask?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.